Microphone 1-2.
Our call time. It is, of course, 2:01 a.m. The last call's already happened.
Yeah, and you,
I can't hear myself.
You can't?
Or you.
Oh, really? You can't hear shit? Well, that sucks. Yeah, I don't like that. Turn your turn them cans up. Turn them shits up. Now?
I still can't. Well, no, I can hear a
better,
little bit, but
better?
It's super.
I mean, I'm gonna really get
Dude,
you going here.
It's like I'm chewing right. through gristly.
Oh, I don't like that. Well,
in
hey,
my ear.
Of course, that is DJ Shawa. I am DJ Straight Willie Dills, and we are here. We got just the crew. Just the crew. We fucking kick the riffraff out. I got DJ Dish.
You're welcome.
I got DJ Carmudgeon.
Yes!
I got DJ, we don't know yet, but we're figuring it out.
That's a great name.
DJ
actually.
Nick? You got to talk right into that mic.
DJ okay. Unknown.
DJ Unknown. Wow, DJ Mysterio. DJ Mysterio. All right, here we go. It is now time for Dive Bar Radio. Let's get into it.
Billionaires.
Valencia.fm. DJ Carmancha! DJ Carmancha!
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
To it. That's right, everybody. RadioValencia.fm. This is Dive Bar Radio. My name is DJ Straight Willie Dills. And the reason why we opened with the DJ Carmudgeon rejoiner is because we only have this man for a little bit.
I have a wife. She's important.
She has a wife.
Get married, bitches. You don't fucking know.
I do know, but then I also have a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a divorce under your belt?
I do, yeah.
Oh,
but she's Canadian. Yeah,
let's go. Okay, all right. Is it a green card situation?
She fucked her piece up so bad, yeah.
Oh, for legal purposes, this is a joke.
Legal purposes, in a video $36,000.
In a video game. We just got done at the hall. This was the fucking banner weekend.
Yeah, some
I don't know what you really want to call it.
There's a bald white guy who did not pee once.
It was a lot.
And he played a lot of pool.
For anybody who doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, we had Shane Van Boning, probably the best pool player in America for the past, I don't know, 25-ish years.
The best player in the world.
Yeah,
the best
in the world. Okay.
If you Google, like...
According to right now, he's not, but...
Oh.
Yeah, but did you... Okay, so DJ Dish over here, not a pool player.
No.
You watched this man play.
The people that came to the door that I told,
yes.
Oh, we have the best pool player in the world. They all got their phones
in
out.
In the mic.
They all got their phones out and Googled it. They go, well, is his name Shane? I was like, yeah, motherfucker.
But you know what? There we also call it the World Series.
Ah, that's true.
Call what?
Yeah. And then we only play Canada.
We also call it the World Series.
We only play against Canada. Oh. Is he talking about
baseball? It's not baseball. Baseball. It's not the World Series.
It's not the World. Cuba's not a part of it. Japan is not a part of it.
It's only American teams in the World Series.
So let's be real. We get a little squirrely with our fucking definitions when it comes
Super
to America.
Bowl of hitting your stick. You know?
But Shane was in the hall all weekend. It was crazy.
He never pissed
me. It was crazy.
Okay, let's talk about it. DJ Carmudgeon, let's talk about it. What was your fucking takeaway? Right, give me your takeaway.
The guy drank 2 pitchers at least of water per my shifts.
Yeah.
And he never used a restroom.
Never pissed one time.
I was asking people when I was too busy to look. I was like, did he use a restroom? Really? No.
It's giving paper.
He literally never fucking used a restroom. And that's
never saw it one time.
Have you checked out personal?
I mean, yeah.
I looked to see if he had a diaper multiple times.
How much
the technology?
You,
those sweats.
The technology
were thin.
Is amazing.
How much did you investigate?
I saw the crevasse of his beehole.
I didn't see it. Depends.
Let me tell you guys a story.
Please.
Last night,
you're going to
after
do
we
what?
Were done, I mean, I'm going to. Let me. Now I'm going to do it.
choiceless.
I don't need consent to tell this story, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
We got his.
What is
last
my
night,
role
we
here?
Went. We went to the hut, which I'm not going to explain, but we went to the hut. I bring Trish. I bring Taylor, our doorman. Amazing. My homie. I love this man.
He's so white.
I tell Trish, hey, Trish.
This is the only reason why
you gotta
I was upset
you gotta
that
be
I
chill when
yesterday.
We get there, okay? You gotta be real chill.
I was nervous to see Mark.
The first thing she does, she just sits down right next to Shane and just starts bending this motherfucker's ear in the way that is only what you can do.
And he didn't even take a bath.
No, he loved it. He loved it.
He
started showing me photos of himself.
He was down.
Has he ever had sex?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Bitches be throwing that
out. Yeah.
Guys, I want to throw this out there.
Okay, throw it out there.
Who listens to this show?
Oh,
our
so
fam?
Many people. Well, everybody who works here.
Our
everybody
fam.
Who also
all of
does
our
shows.
Bosses. Yeah. Evidently, Jacob was listening.
Let's consider.
Should we
let's
take consider. It down a notch, is
think,
what you're saying?
I think several,
absolutely
several
not.
Notches, sir. Several notches.
Modi's here.
No.
Absolutely not.
Listen. We're here. We're here to decompress after a hard shift. That's what we do.
We are here as journalists.
This is
freedom of fucking
speech. Covering the news.
Should we ask the listener?
Let's talk about Venezuela right now.
If you don't want me to talk about your misbehavior, don't misbehave.
Don't misbehave, bitch. Thank you, Shawa. Okay. Also, at some point, There's a whole segment of this show where Shower gets the floor and everyone else, I'm going to turn all your mics off, okay? That is important.
That's
it's called Shower Time.
This is going to be a new segment on the show every week.
That's where we all get clean.
Shower Time.
By shower.
Singing in the shower.
We can all go outside and smoke cigarettes, and then it's shower time. last week was a lot. Anybody who listens, our fan.
Yeah, the fan.
How you doing out there?
Cheryl, last week was a
lot. I tried my best to contain the chaos.
It was uncontainable.
It was, you could not.
Yeah. You ever seen that movie Contagion?
Yeah, okay.
From San Francisco?
What did you call me?
no, you cleaned Contagion off.
We can all agree, Howard Stern, the greatest radio show host of all time, right? He could not have contained this chaos.
I mean, it's...
I tried my hardest.
Robin would have though.
You think so? Robin would have been like, "Get the fuck out!
Calm down!"
Yeah. Let's bring in the strippers, some midgets, some. Can I not say that?
No.
Retard. Okay,
that's the second reference today.
That's gonna be my DJ name.
DJ Retard.
Cunt Asian.
Guys.
Oh, I like that.
DJ
Contagion. DJ Shower is now DJ Cunt Asian.
Wait. What's his DJ name?
DJ Incognito.
What was it? DJ Incognito.
DJ, we have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, because
DJ will call you when we need you.
DJ service problems.
DJ, someone else called out, and now. And now we need a DJ.
I thought that was.
All right, so.
It's with a K.
DJ,
I needed to know that.
I know that DJ Carmudgeon is only here for, like, you know, not a long while, but a good while.
A good time.
Wait, no,
a long time,
but a good time. Okay, yeah, I fucked that up.
With you guys, it's always
I fucked that up. It's fine.
He's fast and furious.
When you leave, it's really going to suck, dude.
Okay.
Wow.
Which is generally how my life works.
DJ, how it works when I actually end there.
Yeah. When you leave, it's going to suck. Yeah,
when he comes, it's even worse.
When he comes, the worst thing ever.
It's just like Dusty just like, every time. So I don't know what's bad about that for you. To me, I feel ashamed that happened.
Yeah.
Apparently, it sucks for you too. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah.
Sorry, Contagion.
But I just want to get your final takes on the weekend. Like, how do you? I mean, you had to probably put in more hours than anybody else.
I like to say that people who play pool should really learn how to tip.
Holy.
Okay. preach, bitch. Preach.
I've been serving you guys for like seven and a half years now. And, like, you only tip if I fucking, like, absolutely shame you. Like,
they love it.
But they do love when I shame you. But also,
well, not
I
all
have
of
to
them.
Use my words.
I'm actually
not
writing.
Everyone. You should appreciate what I fucking do for you anyway, you fucking crackers.
I'm writing a song about you, DJ Carmudgeon.
You're welcome.
And I've been working on it for a little while. It hasn't come
to
fruition yet.
We're doing a tangent right now.
It hasn't. I'm sorry, what that? What's that?
I said, you're
it's
going
called
to
a tangent line.
I hate tangerines.
So, but the gist of it is how impressive it is to watch you make the most inappropriate jokes to customers and then have them love you to death for it. It's crazy. I've never seen it before.
Like, literally, it's the only thing that makes me like actually live every day.
Yeah. You can be like, "Yo, I just shit and pissed in your drink. Here you go." And they're like, "Oh, that's so fucking funny."
Like, "Hey, listen, like, are you thinking about your day right now?"
Uh-huh.
Like,
no.
Like, yeah, my job is making you forget about your fucking day.
There you go,
dick.
This man understands.
Yeah.
This man. This man jobs. He's a jobber.
Sorry, your mom hated you too.
Sorry, Lucas. You're a jobber, dude. I just figured it out. You're a jobber.
I love what I do.
You put everybody else over. Thank you for that.
I was talking shit to these three little guys. And
three little guys?
You went on a break. You went to your lunch.
Three little guys.
They came downstairs. They're like, "Where is he? We finally thought." They're like, they finally thought of comebacks. It took an hour.
Okay.
And they get
10 minutes later.
He's not here. And I was like, "No, honey,
no,
he'll be back."
So you lost him.
No, we finally. And it was on their phone.
Yeah.
They had written comebacks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He needs to come back to me. That's fucking hilarious.
Okay, I have another. This is another tangent. DJ Matt, DJ Stairs.
I love tangerines.
So, me and Lucas, after I played yesterday against Shane, we go upstairs.
Matt,
two semi-cute girls start like talking to me, and then Lucas comes up, and we start hanging out. I lose both of them to Lucas.
And, like, I'm talking
what
about
the fuck was that?
Also, like,
I was making fucking
that Laura
strides.
Was into your business, dude.
Yeah, I know.
And you left.
I could have made a move.
She sat too close to me. I was like, I gotta go.
I know. Yeah. Like, thank you for that, though.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly,
good wingman. That's what you do. Yeah.
Honestly, you left. I was like, well,
yeah.
I guess I have to hit on these chicks.
Listen,
now for him.
Listen, but it was impressive to watch. I was like, holy shit, I just lost two cute girls for fucking reading her money.
Taylor and Lucas, that just...
I have no competence. You know why? I cannot compete.
Do you know why? It's because you can't pronounce curmudgeon.
Oh, that was a subject last week.
Not the curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon. It's a subject every week.
All right. Like I'm a cur.
Curmudgeon. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get it. Also, I ain't going to change. I ain't going to change. I feel like this is how I am. This is who I am.
I'm a curmudgeon. What was the original question? Shower.
We have no original question.
Take that, Prius.
I can hear every time you do anything with that mic. Hold on.
A lot of HJ shit.
There you go. All right, now you can fuck with that mic all you want.
Yeah, she pulled out of that mic, by the way. Just so you guys know. She was. It was in there, and she was like, "I'm pulling out. I want you to have my babies.
I'm done." So we have a couple things we're going to get to tonight. I know we started late, so we don't have much time.
Later than my last period, by the way.
Yeah, like, you might be pregnant.
Dude, if I am, no one will be able to tell for 9 months, honestly. Until it pops out, I look pretty
old. You're going to fucking shit that baby into a toilet,
bro. City bus lately, you might be pregnant.
I mean, honestly, I can't afford
it. Yeah, I know. You're like sick.
You know where I work?
That saved me so much money. But tonight, do you have, by the way, did you shower?
I was too busy
DJ.
Tight.
Go ahead.
Is there a tight quotation over there?
Like, over there.
Yeah.
Is it good now?
Yeah, no. I think. Hold on.
That shit's going to hold.
Well, she hasn't put it back on.
I haven't pushed it in a hole in years.
I'm not going to turn it back up. I'm not going to turn that shit back up until she says yes. No. Do it again. There it is. Yeah, there it is. No. Yeah. No. By the way, another thing everybody out in Radio Land might notice. No guests. This is only bartenders tonight. Yeah, I mean, this is where we thrive. This is where we fucking finally get our moment. To say what the fuck is on our mind.
Shut up!
Thank you. All right. DJ Dish, do you have anything on your mind? Do you want to share anything with the floor? Give it to us.
It'll probably come up.
Okay, perfect. I like that. Okay.
I mean, I'm irate about most things.
We're also celebrating the end of MTV, apparently.
It's still around. That's a lie.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I just read about some.
I know. If you read it, you know. They're ending all the music video channels.
They're getting rid of Ridiculousness.
They're keeping the one channel that only plays Ridiculousness over and over again. Which is, I think, honestly, a bad move.
Schools out.
Like, get rid of that
summer.
One. Get rid of that one. And bring back the music videos.
Forever.
So the truth is, though, that the only way to watch music videos now is YouTube. You're back on, by the way.
Is that around? Is that what you're saying? Is there E-Bombs World anymore?
Everybody watches music videos on YouTube now. They don't...
You know, I unplugged
or Pornhub.
Like, you didn't actually turn it off. I just
unplugged. No, I did. I turned your mic off.
Yeah. Or Pornhub.
Listen, I'm good at this. I turned you off.
Actually, there's a lot of music videos.
There's so many music videos.
Okay, what was the original question,
though? No one knows.
How did this weekend go?
That's over. That's over. But if, like, Drake puts out a video, he gets fucking 70 million views on YouTube. No.
Okay. Yeah, why? He doesn't need MTV.
Okay, do you remember what was the fucking Opa Gangnam Style? Like, remember that?
Oh, Gangnam, yeah.
That was like 200 million views.
Yeah, Psy.
Psy, thank you. That's how people watch music videos now. When I was a kid, I turned on MTV, and I got to watch only fucking November Rain, like, over and over and over again.
14-minute video.
Yeah, it was fine.
The worst thing Indiana ever produced.
But you know what, though? It was so much more exciting.
Well, yes.
It was so much more exciting. You wait. You know your video's going to play.
Thank you.
I mean,
like, you wait for... Dude, Headbanger's Ball. You used to wait for that show to come out.
Headbanger's Ball? Let's give a shout out.
I mean, Beavis and Butthead, I learned so much music from
120 minutes.
I know. This just sucks. And you're like, this is great. They actually did like Slayer on that show.
They gave me Clutch. They gave me Gwar because that was their favorite shit ever.
Yes,
That's how I learned about Gwar in that video game.
Yeah,
and then I married a chick.
DJ Slimy loves Gwar. We know this.
She's the barbecue.
We know this.
She will
Yeah. Yell MTV Raps?
Has she ever been eaten by guar before?
No, I'm telling you that happened in Sacramento.
All right, we need to make it happen, dude.
That's a whole idea.
If I can do anything to make it happen, please let me.
Are you eating out or in?
I'll make some calls, dude. I will make some calls.
I mean, I never wanted to stage guys.
Let's cheers our fucking full pints. Oh, my God. Okay, we are gross. Yes. Bartenders, this is what we do.
I forgive all of you for drinking things I won't touch.
Thank you.
Lucas, this is the one. Why wouldn't we?
Oh. Yeah, you want this one.
We can talk a lot about
the taca?
Like it.
The taca?
It's motor oil.
Whee! How much does that cost?
Motor oil is that dangerous.
$3.
Not that much.
It's literally $3.
Alright, so here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to play some of these old school songs that MTV used to play.
What, from like 2008?
When I used to listen to watch MTV.
I didn't know MTV happened in the 1950s.
But you're my age, so...
But I'm bitch, okay, get out. You were 86. You were done.
It was 86 when I came out, or 82? It was 82.
It was... Okay, I actually looked at it. So I'm 45. I'm 45, and I think they said 34, so I was like 11 when MTV started.
No.
Someone look it up.
I want to see
the Buggles. There's the Buggles.
Maybe.
Well, we know that. I mean, like, I played that whole ass thing.
I really appreciate that part of it. The rest of it, I actually could drown itself.
Listen, I put the Buggles into every other song on that.
The 81.
On that playlist.
Yeah. So it's the year I was born. 81.
81.
The year my parents were born. Oh, okay.
You're the same age as my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a kid that cute.
So. My little
kid. Yeah, you don't have a cute ass kid.
Are your brothers little?
Yeah, do you know that for sure? 11.
He doesn't. He could have a kid in any country.
I have probably a lot of kids, actually.
Yeah. Okay. We talk about it.
I hope so. I really hope so.
You mentioned this
I hope
every
you spread
time.
Your seed, DJ Curmudgeon.
The dish was
at least you read
his penis's Yelp review, you would see, like, it's global. It's just, there's so many
if you're
languages.
A girl, DJ Curmudgeon, he's like...
I went to the hall, got impregnated, and then this 18-year-old kid is like an asshole.
For a little
funny story.
I mean, if your address is
two
public.
Stars.
My buddy Alex brought over a girl to my house who's named Autumn, and I call her my kid because I'm pretty sure she is.
Mm. Okay, that's
she was
fair.
Born in Indiana when I was 18.
Yeah.
And she acts a lot fucking like me, and she's half black. And
you're a Hoosier. We know
black
this.
Girl, and her parents are from Muncie, Indiana, so as far as she knows.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's my kid.
Okay.
Also, she's way too good looking to be my kid. Anyway.
No, I think if you...
Must be Derek.
I think if you...
He's a really black girl.
He's totally Derek.
I really wish Derek could fucking black chick, but he would never will now because he's been talking to
I think if you impregnated the right girl...
Okay, guys, we're getting many. Very, very
can we,
off track.
Hold on, let me finish.
That's what this show's about.
Very off track. This is my role.
All right.
The right girl's apparently not my wife.
DJ Stairs just shut me down, dude. Jesus Christ.
We could raffle it off.
I think it's time to play.
Let's raffle that off.
Have a kid with DJ Lucas.
Can we raffle off having a kid with DJ Curmudgeon?
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very unused
raffle. You have to sign a signed picture of you, though, as they walk away.
No one wants a picture of me, dude. They want to forget what I look like.
I do.
I'll give you a picture of me. But also, you aren't going to fuck me either.
Yeah.
I mean,
play your cards right.
I would, but I won't.
Play those cards correctly.
I would, but I won't.
This guy again?
I mean, see,
back in the day, like, dudes didn't have so much pressure.
True.
Because, like, you know, the tribal way, there might be, like, five dads for one kid.
Yeah, we just don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Until medical science fucked it all up.
He looks like he has my nose.
Oh, wait.
So,
now
it's
like, I hung out with you, this guy.
You want to get back to that?
DJ Shawa's talking.
And then.
You want to get back to that, DJ Shawa?
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
It's like, then, okay, but you all take responsibility. But it's probably this guy's. Mm.
That's why they say it takes a village because the dudes just left.
It takes a village
to raise the kid.
Setting back the movement.
All right.
And then you got Brothers for Life, too.
DJ Shawa and me have been talking about which songs we're going to play, and she reminded me that the number one that has to happen...
Are you still pathering?
...is A-ha. And she's right.
On me.
And she's right. Because that was everything. That was the one. That was the one. You remember it was the
black and white video, the comic book.
The comic book. Yeah.
Pencil drawing.
That was the first time when somebody did something crazy and cool.
And it was also parallel universes.
So here's what we're gonna do. Our first musical break is gonna be kind of a throwback. Throwback musical break.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, DJ Shawa,
it's Contagion.
Contagion. Oh my God. Okay.
Can you enunciate properly?
Contagion.
Yes. With a G too.
Contagion.
Okay.
DJ Contagion has a new game for us to play. Did you bring the other game too, or do you only have this one?
She brought a Mad Lib.
No, I have the Mad Lib.
You have both of them? Oh, we have to do the Mad Lib.
Yes.
We have to do the Mad Lib, and we're already like halfway through our. Well, okay.
During the song,
the beauty of our starting time is that we actually don't have to end at 3. There's nobody coming in. We can hang out as long as we want, really.
That's great.
Steve really told me. He was like, yo, we don't care.
Okay, so maybe we'll go over a little
So we
bit.
Can go over. I mean, we started late.
Don't sell Steve out like
See, I wish we had a
no,
call
I'm
in
not
line.
Selling him out. He told me. He literally told me.
Steve is the grand maestro imperiality.
Right,
yeah,
uh-huh.
Of the Elks Club. Yeah the Elks Lodge.
He's a nice guy. He's DJ at the Willows all the time.
It's a lodge.
Him and his wife are cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's a
Do
lodge.
Do they wear those little fez hats?
No.
No, it's only cool because it has a pool. It's only cool because it has a pool.
But they hang out in like a sauna all the time with each other.
Oh, that's right. A men's spa.
It's a men's spa. Yeah. They get a schwitz. That's what they call it.
Schwitz, people.
Yeah. I'm very schwitzer.
So we're gonna get into the Buggles, Aha, and Michael Jackson on this musical break.
Yes.
And then when we get back, Dire Straits is in here. No, it's coming. It's coming, baby.
Dire Straits.
Don't you fucking think that I forgot?
It's
Dire
awful.
Straits. I did not.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Or Mad Lib.
Who could forget Dire Straits?
I'd never forget a Mad Lib.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, we're gonna do the sickest Mad Lib ever.
I should be DJ Mad Lib. That'd be funny.
Yeah, would it?
Well, Stairs is amazing.
I like DJ Stairs.
Yeah, but like, I like.
Do you know how many flights of stairs I did today? You want to
a lot? You did a lot.
60.
Yeah, Maddie, DJ Stairs over here. She fucking kills.
I mean, you might. It's like you're on an elliptical.
Okay, we're getting off track. That's
all right. So here's go. So here we go. We're gonna be back in just a moment. This is RadioValencia.fm. I am DJ Stuart Willie Dills. That's DJ
Cunt Asian.
Let's go.
We're back. It's not your fault.
This here music is over.
Dive Bar Radio.
How hard you can get it.
To the rhythm.
On Radio Valencia.
The bartenders from the
.fm.
In the heart of the mission of San Francisco.
It's the hard knock life for us.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
I am.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. And I forget just why to listen. Yeah, I guess it makes me smile. I found it hard, it's hard to find. Well, whatever, never mind.
Buttons. Sorry.
The buzzing is there. Let's not do that.
The buzzing is back. You gotta fucking
pressing your buttons also, is your favorite thing.
We gotta jiggle. We gotta jiggle some chords. Listen, the buzz.
See, that's why I'm scared of that chair.
Oh god.
It's okay.
DJ Stairs almost just fell.
Listen though, I got rid of the mouse. I'm not scared of.
All right.
You're right.
She ain't scared of nothing.
The mouse is in her pocket.
Listen, the buzzing may or may not continue to happen. Gotcha. It's not really something that we can control, is what I'm saying. That being said, yeah, no, it definitely comes down to something on that side. All right, so DJ Shawa, which is actually not DJ Shawa anymore. What is it? DJ Contagion.
With a K and a C.
There's a lot of clicking that just happened, but... All right. You... Okay. Yes, you did it. Nobody move. Everybody stay in your seats. Damn it, it's back.
How do we turn these down?
There it is. See, whatever you just did right now, keep that going.
I think you're on...
Yeah.
Two. Oh.
Stop. Now, take your hand away.
It wants me to touch it.
Yeah, it does. It does.